What if you could have an extra $1 million income for finding 10 people to see what you already know is real? What if?
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I am very excited to be here and also humbled. Humbled to be in the company of leaders like Tom Matthews, Guillermo, Andy, and many others will come after me today. So thank you for allowing me to share with you. And happy Thursday to you. You know, Wealthwave, if you've seen from Tom, is a revolution that's getting ready to happen. And it's the tool that you have in your very hands if you want to grab onto it and go. And I view it as the eighth wonder of the world. And it starts with a story that goes like this. How do you go from being someone's employee to a successful entrepreneur? Well, think back to where you might have been in August of 1989. Some of you weren't even thought of then. Many of you were. I know where I was. That was the day I decided not to be someone's employee anymore, August of 1989. That was the day I decided to get into my own business, take control of my own future, and begin to build what I hope would be a successful career as a business owner. And it started the men's clothing business, believe it or not. The men's clothing business. My own business, my own shop. I began that grind, 5 days a week, seeing five people a day, the conveyor belt moving, and me trying to grow a clientele. Along the way, I met every banker, CPA, attorney, broker, insurance agent, financial planner, anybody that had anything to do with money in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And along the way, I got shown the largest industry in the world, the financial industry. And that led me to get into the financial business in the mid-90s. And I began to track over the next 20 years, meeting and planning and meeting and planning and showing people how to take care of their lives. And over that 20-year period, was surrounded by a bunch of great support, great tools, and great clients, was able to reach a very large income, a seven-figure income, in the very industry that Tom is sharing with you today and Guillermo talked to you about just a minute ago. But a funny thing happened on the way to that growth. Something happened that was just quite amazing. I was also introduced about 10 years into that move of the team-building business, something I knew nothing about. It was in the field of networking. My wife and I opened a business in that world. And in 10 years, in that business, while operating a financial business, we created a secondary residual income. In half the time, you might say, well, gosh, how could you do it? We were representing a company that was selling products for about $60. So low price product, but we sold it to a lot of people. Not people that we knew personally, but people that we met through leverage. And we learned about this leverage from one of the greatest business owners of all time, J. Paul Getty. And he said, I'd rather have 1% of the effort of 100 men than 100% of my own effort. That right there was the reason that our other business grew leaps and bounds like it did. It grew to over 50,000 customers ordering product from us. And that generated a massive, massive income. Well, at that time, as an entrepreneur, you were sitting in a place where you'd built your whole life to be. We were there. But I just knew there was something that was missing. It was the journey, certainly. It was the things that were happening, actually. But what really happened was, what could there be if we came up with the ideal entrepreneur opportunity? And look what that could be. What if we took the financial business, where we took 20 years to reach a huge income, we combined that with the team building business through leverage and team building, did in half the time. What on earth could happen if we merged them and became Wealthwave? Well, that's exactly what happened. Along that journey, I meet Andy Horner. Along that journey, he begins to share with me, let me talk to you about tools. And along that journey, I meet Tom Matthews. Let me talk to you about what we're getting ready to do as an industry. We're not going to change an industry. We're going to change the world. And we're going to do it by combining the two things that have never been combined before. How can we get that to happen? And what if we did it? What could happen? We could cut the time in half again, maybe even quicker. No one's here to say that it has to take you 5, 10, or 20 years to reach your number. You might be able to do it in two or three. You just heard from a speaker who's on his way to do it right now, right in front of you. He's going to help people start a business and reach numbers they would have never thought about because of the power of team building and leverage. And you have it right here. Now, for lots of us, it's new. But for most of us, what you have to grab from that is powerful because it gives you the chance to combine the best of both worlds. And what could that mean? Well, that means we can bust the old traditional math. Old math says 10 times 1 is 10. I had to look down and get the prompt for that. I'll tell you, that's how weak I am. What if we use wealth wave math, where 10 times 1 equals 50? And I'm looking, and people are staring at me like, I don't want you doing my taxes, brother. Well, let's just take a look at that. What if in wealth wave you began a business today, and you want to build a humongous team? And what if you went out and began to build, and you found 10 strong leaders? Not 1,000, not 2,000, not 10,000. You found 10 strong people who wanted to change their life. And in the process of doing that, help lots of other people do the same. And from those 10 people that you work with directly, over whatever amount of time it takes you to find them, whether it's a year, a month, or 10 days, it's on your timetable because it's your business. Each of those 10 find two people to build a team with. And those two people find one person to build a team with. You now have a team of 50 people, of which you only brought 10 to the table. Now, nor would I ever suggest anybody only bring 10. I'm saying, what if you only found 10 of the millions that are out there? You just found 10 that found two, that found one. And what if that little small group of 50 did basically one sale a week of some of the most amazing financial products and tools that we share with folks after we teach them why they're so important in their life? One sale a week, four sales a month. You can do it part-time. What if they sold one investment product in a month? What if they used the average sales across the entire planet to do that? Average people doing average amount of business through leverage. What if? What if that was you that started that team? What if that was you that started that team of 10 that grew their groups to two, that grew their groups to one, and your team of 50 just did average because of the financial literacy tools that are provided to us by WealthWave? What if? Well, I'll tell you what if. What if you could have an extra $1 million income for finding 10 people to see what you already know is real? What if? And I'm talking about average. And I'll bet you the number on this screen, which is over $1 million annual income, there's not one person in this room that's average. I see the faces. I hear how you talk. I see how you walk. I see how you dress. Nobody's in here is average. And everybody knows 10 people that would like to change their life. The question is, are you one of them? So here's the next question. When does 50 equal 50,000? When does 50 equal 50,000 if we're talking about wealth wave math? Well, you just saw it. It's when the financial business combines with the team building business, and you saw we had a group of 50,000 people in team building that generated a huge seven-figure income. We had a few people in the financial business that we had to generate ourselves. What if we blended it? Now that team of 50 matches the army of 50,000, all because they use the factors of wealth wave and the hope of their own dreams to drive them to the next step, all by sharing with people. And you might say, well, but who? Who do we get to? And how do we get to them? Tom hit this perfectly in his presentation earlier. Look at the numbers. Baby boomers, Generation X, millennials, 76 million, 82 million, 86 million people need to know what you already know. 86 plus 82 plus 73 million people want to know. And you're looking for 10 that can find two, that can find one to change their life. That's all you need. And guess what? The 10 that you're looking for, they're looking for you. Because we don't have to go out and recruit anymore. We have the platform, the tools. All we have to do is go out and tell the story, share the story, and we'll begin to attract the 10 that we're looking for. If we'll just go out and attract. Push play on the video, tell the story, and smile as big as you can, because you've got the cookie. You've got the answer. They just need to know that you're getting ready to ask them the next question. Do they want a piece of that for themselves? So the eighth wonder of the world is WealthWave. It is all about compounding. Because we're at a time where if you think about WealthWave and the biggest industry on the planet, the largest industry in the world, and we expose that to three generations that you just saw of millions of people who right now really need to know how money works in a very bad way. If we tell them and show them and share with them exactly what we have learned through our tools, WealthWave is a can't-miss proposition. But we're like Ronco. But wait, there's more. Because if you take that platform and you combine it with the strength of team building, and you combine it with the power of leverage that you've just now learned about, it's not just a platform anymore. It's a vehicle. A vehicle that can take any entrepreneur to whatever destination they dream about, no matter how far away or how big it is. Because this opportunity matches the dream. You can't outdream it. You can't outgrow it. The question is, how far will you take it? And the last question is, what do you think we're missing? We're missing you. The next entrepreneur that says, yes, I want to go. I want to go with you. And all you have to do is make the decision to get on the vehicle that's been built for you and go. And I'll promise you this. If you make that decision and join this team, this will become our decision and our choice and our investment to make sure that your decision is the best one of your life. Proud to be with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.